Our worst enemies are some of our own people who portray Israel in a bad light, who are very ready to criticize. And it's hard to understand. I find it terribly hard to understand academics and maybe entertainment people or people of that nature who have become so violently anti-Israel. I mean, I find in some of the universities the attitude of some of the professors and how they even treat some of their students, it's just so hard to understand that intelligent people can't, in my view, see the light, see the reality, see where Israel stands in the world, see what's been achieved in such a short period of time, see the good that's done and the benefit. I mean, in terms of medicine and agriculture and the willingness to share it with the world. You know, Israel's knowledge is so shared with the world. An Israeli team will be wherever there's trouble because they're always ready to go and help. The anti-Israel attitude of many countries, you can't find any other reason for it than anti-Semitism. What reason would there be for people to hate Israel or to be so anti-Israel? There's a difference between being a critical friend, which I think is a useful thing to do, and there are a lot of people who don't like some of the things that the government is doing. I mean, there's no country that's perfect. I think you can be a critical friend. I think criticism based on hate and based on lack of understanding is not acceptable. A criticism based on reality and on genuine concern is acceptable.